sheep. Say it a bit quicker. Short-sighted sheep. That's right. He's a very short-sighted sheep. In fact, this is a story about how Sean got lost. He was always wandering off and getting lost. He lives with his friends, and he's a very happy sheep. And his master loves him, and he cares for him, and he feeds him, and he helps him live a very fulfilled life. But Sean is a very short-sighted sheep. That's right. He's a very short-sighted sheep. And he's always wandering off and getting lost. And his master calls him and searches for him and eventually finds him and brings him home. Sean loves to play in the garden, on the swings and the slide, and he loves climbing trees. But Sean is a very short-sighted sheep. That's right, he's a very short-sighted sheep. And he's always wandering off and getting lost. And his master calls him and searches for him, and eventually he finds him and he brings him home rejoicing. Now, Sean actually loves coming to church, and he loves helping out in the church and in the office, and he loves in the kitchen, and he enjoys being in the kitchen making the tea and the coffee, and he loves playing with the computers and making music and distracting everybody. But Sean is a short-sighted sheep, and he's always wandering off and getting lost, and his master calls him and he searches for him, and eventually he finds him and he brings him home rejoicing. Sean's favorite place is the Sunday clubs. He loves playing in the creche and with the toys and reading Bible stories. But Sean is a very short-sighted sheep, and he's always getting lost. He wanders off and he gets lost, and his master calls him and searches for him and finds him and eventually brings him home rejoicing. And Sean loves to be in church and helping with the flowers and straightening the chairs. But Sean is a very short-sighted sheep. He's always wandering off and getting lost. And then one day, he got really lost. Really lost. And he got put in the lost property box because he was lost. And his master called him and searched for him, but he couldn't find him. His master was very, very sad. So he left his other 99 sheep and he went in search of Sean. And he searched high and low, very high and very low. Eventually, he found Sean sitting in a charity shop window, looking very sad and lonely, because he was a very short-sighted sheep. Well, his master found him and gladly paid to have him back. He redeemed Sean, the very short-sighted sheep. He was lost and he was found and he was redeemed. And his master brought him home. He was a very happy sheep to be home. Well, I wonder whether you feel like Sean the sheep today. Because the Bible says we are all like Sean the sheep. We're all like Sean the lost sheep, but we can be redeemed sheep. The Bible says we're all like Sean the sheep. We've all gone astray. We're all like sheep and have gone astray, the Bible says. And the reason why we've gone astray, the Bible says it is your sins that have cut you off from God. Because we do things that are wrong, they separate us from God and we become lost. Whether we know we're lost or we don't know we're lost, we're all like sheep. And like King David, we need to be able to say, I have strayed like a lost sheep. If King David knew he'd strayed like a lost sheep, so should we. But we don't have to stay lost forever. Because the good news is that Jesus is the good shepherd. And Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. That is how he redeemed us, how he paid for us. He paid with his life. We're all like Shaun the sheep, a short-sighted sheep. But we don't have to stay lost. We don't have to stay lost. Jesus said, my sheep, listen to my voice. I know them, and they shall follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. If we listen to Jesus, if we come to Jesus, and if we follow Jesus, we will never be lost again. Instead, we'll be able to say with King David, the Lord is my shepherd. Not the Lord is the shepherd, but the Lord is my shepherd. Can you say that? Can you say the Lord is my shepherd? Jesus speaks to us as we read the Bible and we respond to his leading in prayer, because he wants us to stay close to him so that we will never get lost again. Everyone here today is either lost or found. If you feel lost, then you need to be found by Jesus. If you are not sure that you are in his flock, then you are lost, because we're either lost or found. And a good test of that is whether you can say, the Lord is my shepherd. To remind you of the story, you should have received a bookmark when you came in today. A bookmark, a bit like this. One side are the passages I've read to you about the lost sheep, and on the other side are the passages about the found sheep. Now, which are you? Are you lost or are you found? If you feel that you are a lost sheep and you want to be a found sheep, then I invite you to say this prayer with me in a moment. But to remind you of the story, I invite you to take your bookmark with you to help you memorize the verses and make them your own, so that you can be sure that you are a sheep in Christ's flock. And also so that you can help others who may be lost also find Jesus too. To know Jesus and make Jesus known. That's why we're here. And here is the prayer. Let's say these words together and make them your own. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us and being our good shepherd. Thank you for coming to rescue us because we were lost. Thank you for giving your life to redeem us and buy us back. Help us to stay close to you in your flock. Help us to listen to you as we read the Bible. Please make us eager to follow you and do what is good and right. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.